stranger to come home. Hurry up, get off the phone. I'll be waiting, waiting. I got something to show you. Won't be what you used to. Not tonight. These red high heel shoes left behind some clues. Follow the roses. Let me reward you for loving me like you're supposed to. I'ma make you lose control. I'm gonna make you lose it. I'm gonna make you lose it. Just let go. Just let it go. I'm gonna make you lose control. It's going down when you get home. Yeah. Baby, I'ma blow your mind. I'ma show you something new this time.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Span Report Podcast. This is Mr. Span, and this is episode number 40 of the report. Yeah, man. Span Report done hit 40 episodes. Ain't it been like a long time since I've done that? Like 3 years, man. It took me 3 years to hit 40 episodes. But it's happening, man. As a matter of fact, to celebrate the 40th episode of the Span Report Podcast, your man Span is dropping 2 episodes tonight on the Span Report, man. And it's because, really, not only to celebrate the 40th episode, but it's because it's a lot of shit going on, man. And I want to, as like a 3-hour podcast, man. That's long as hell. That's long as hell. And I appreciate everybody that listens to the Span Report, but that would be pushing it. Like, damn, nigga still talking. So, yeah, man, it's going to be 2 episodes tonight. I'm gifting you guys 2 episodes, and hopefully you guys enjoy it. This episode here is basically a conversation with a successful YouTuber. Her name's Kiana Love. She's been on YouTube for quite some time. She has a really, really, really good YouTube channel. She has damn near like 30,000 subscribers almost. So she's really successful at it. And we had a really good conversation about, you know, she just started a podcast also. So we spoke about her transition, or, well, not necessarily a transition because she still does YouTube videos, but, you know, the adjustments from going from YouTube to podcasting. We talked about how she got started on YouTube and what made her get involved with podcasting. The Mimi and Nico sex tape, her reaction to the reactions. Because Kiana's, Kiana's podcast is called Opinionated Kiana. And so I really wanted to get her opinion on a lot of the way that folks were responding to that. So we spoke a little bit about that, and we spoke about her love for Drake. We spoke about a lot of different things. So I hope you guys enjoy that conversation with Kiana Love. But before I get to that, man, I want to give a shout out to the homie Black Ass Madness from Twitter for winning the $100 Span Challenge, man. He won that motherfucker like the day after I put that episode out. I was not expecting anybody to get that that answer correct that soon. But yeah, man, Black Ass Madness is $100 richer. And you could be too at one point, man. If you participate in the Span $100 challenges, listen to the show. You got to listen to the show in order to get a chance at winning those $100 challenges. But yeah, man, I'm going to get right into this casual conversation with Kiana Love. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Check it out. All right. This is another casual conversation with Mr. Span on the Span Report Podcast. And today I'm joined by a really popular YouTuber, Kiana Love. You may have heard about her. She has a lot of opinions about a lot of things. She has a lot of tips for beauty. if you want to know anything about some beauty, if you want a really thorough opinion about anything going on in pop culture or whatever, You go over to Kiana Love's YouTube channel, and she just started her own podcast. Could you tell me what that podcast name is? I'm sorry.
It's Opinionated Kiana.
Opinionated Kiana.
K-I-A-N-N-A.
There you go. Brand new podcast. You just started out, so you guys can get that, give that a listen also. But yeah, it's Kiana Love. How you doing?
I'm great. I thank you for, you know, inviting me on here. And my YouTube is Kiana Love 21. So check that out. And then Love Kiana, LoveKiana.com. But you know what I want to say before we get any of this going? The Real Housewives reunion part 2 is like apparently just ended. I haven't watched it because, you know, I was waiting for this.
Uh-huh.
And people were saying, Kiana, they asked your question on the on the show. They apparently, I think it was the question I asked Nene, because I was talking a lot of shit. I would get enraged after watching the Real Housewives shows this season. It would just upset me because of just the ignorance. And so I went to my Twitter and I went to the Bravo.com, but I never thought, oh, they're going to pick my question and ask. So I'm waiting to find out what happened, because I don't know. I have a smart mouth, but sometimes I use tact, sometimes I do not. So I'm a little excited. I can't lie. Huh?
You remember what you asked him?
I asked a lot. It was probably about either Nene being haughty, or when she would just Phaedra, it's about age or something. Well, honestly, because Phaedra looks like at least 5 years younger than Nene. And she's... Nene was working my nerves this season, so I was talking a lot of shit. Let's just put it like that, because I don't know exactly what question was asked. Now I'm a little excited. I can't lie. I'm like...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, I've seen you do like recaps of the episodes and everything like that on your YouTube channel.
Yeah. So,
like, how did you get started like with YouTube? What got you into YouTube in the beginning?
Watching women sew and weaves, and I was like, no, ma'am, I can do it better. Let me show you. Problem was, I was 18. All I had was a cell phone. What was it? A Sidekick or something? No, BlackBerry. Doesn't matter. Blackjack, actually. And you know, you can't hold a cell phone camera and do your hair at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so I tried to work it together, and everyone was like, you know what, it turned out great, but we would actually like to see it. And that started it. And I'll admit, there's a video I deleted years ago, kind of embarrassed about it, but now I wish I never did. Or at least I wish I had my own copy. You remember that song, What in the Butt, by Samwell?
Yeah.
Now there's a lot of, I got some fans that have been there from the very beginning.
Okay.
They remember that video. Gay guy, you know, I say what in the butt.
I remember.
Yeah, you want to do it in my butt, child. So I was like, I had my little sister hold my cell phone. I stuffed my skirt or pants with a pillow and the chest. Like, I was just doing too much. And honey, I worked it. I was sexy and stupid at the same time, honey. Yes. But I wish that I hadn't deleted it, because it's hilarious. But, you know, looking back at it, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. I was so silly. But I've decided, you know, I got to let loose a lot more. Stop being so, because, you know, when I came back, I was just like, really serious. And it's kind of a turnoff, you know. Not everyone wants to feel like, you know, they have to be on, you know, on their best behavior or doing everything perfect when they listen to you or anything. Because, you know, if I'm listening to you and you're talking about God, I would feel a little guilty in my own personal life if I knew I was doing something, you know, that would displease God. You feel me? So I was like, I don't need to behave in such a manner where, you know, let me just loosen up a lot more. And I'm loose.
Now, is that video still available on your YouTube channel?
Man.
Check that down.
I think it was gone in like 2008. Like, that thing is gone. Unless YouTube keeps an archive of all of our stuff. And if that's the case, I would love a copy.
Yeah. Well, I asked that because, like, even when you're a person that produces content and you put your opinion out there a lot of times, you'll start finding out that you know, your opinions may shift a bit. You know, you might not think the same way right. that you thought about something before. Right. And like, I found that myself, like I got videos on YouTube that I don't share those views anymore, but I leave them up there because that's how I was feeling at the time. And so that's why I asked whether or not you still might have had the what still up.
Actually, you know what, I've done the exact opposite. But I had the same thinking. I don't feel this way any longer. It doesn't represent me any longer. I've grown and matured. This needs to go. I don't want, you know, if I were to really grow in success, I would not want that to, you know, explain this. I was like, no, I don't want to. That wasn't me any longer. But you know what? I could avoid all that by deleting it now while no one has already downloaded it and made a copy. You know how people do it.
That's happened.
No, maybe. But I'm not that popular where it would matter right now.
You don't think so?
Really? I hope that I feel like you made into the universe, you know. You'll be good, so I hope.
Now with the like, you know, the comment section, I know like YouTube has always had, they've been really notorious for like the comment section and the things that people say there. Have you ever found yourself like feeling like you should cut the comment section off because of the things that are said there?
I only cut the comment section off if I honestly don't want feedback. It's just like a, I'm notifying you, like I'll be on a webcam or something, you know. Or if it's tons and tons of spam. I get tons of spam on my weight loss videos or exercise videos. And so those, you can't even comment. And I do say that because there's, you know, people like trying to promote their stuff because I have millions of views or hundreds of thousands of views on the video. It makes sense, but I'm not having it. So those videos, yes. If you want to talk shit and either get blocked or somebody's going to argue with you or you'll get ignored. But no, I'm not going to cut off the comments just because I don't like what people are saying. No.
Okay. Now
I'll cut off the ratings. You can't just hit the, no, you're gonna have to speak in the comment section, tell me what you think, you know.
I've thought about doing that myself, like the ratings. I got a few videos where like the ratings are like kaput just before, like just off the title alone I could tell nobody's actually watched the video.
No, they care, somebody understands. They don't like the topic.
They don't like the title of the video. They don't like what it is you're saying. Before they've listened to anything you said, they've already given the video a thumbs down. They might not have even watched it all the way through.
Right.
And like that's one of the reasons why I got into podcasting. It's a bit different with the listeners. Now, have you noticed like a difference in like the interaction that you get from the YouTube audience, and from the difference between the YouTube audience and the podcast audience, like how they interact with you?
Well, yeah. There's a difference, and it's more so I rarely get feedback on the topics. I do get feedback, but it's not always. Usually it's just like, you are absolutely right, I appreciate it, I agree with you, and I love the podcast. That's usually what it is. And I honestly wish that I would get more. I love feedback. I love reactions, good or bad. I just want to know what you thought of my work. So with that being said, everyone, please let me know what you're thinking about Opinionated Kiana, which is also on iTunes. Just search Opinionated Kiana, K-I-A-N-N-A, Stitcher, you know, SoundCloud, all that. So, yeah. I had to do my plug.
There you go. I had another question for you, though. When it came to, like, podcasting, like, you know, speaking into the mic, just off into the mic, like, has that been an adjustment for you? Like, just... it's just putting it out in the air. Nobody's really like listening to you, or at least not so much like listening, but it's like you're having a conversation with yourself, so to speak. Has that been an adjustment?
Okay. I've been doing YouTube since 2008. Okay. I'm talking to a camera. It is the exact same. I'm talking to an electronic device. I mean, no, it's all the same. Come on, man.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
If I had an audience, maybe, yeah, it would definitely be different. But you know, I don't have anybody to react, you know, interact with. So,
you know. I'm gonna be honest with you. I felt like it was a bit of an adjustment. You know, I don't know. Yeah, it was a bit of an adjustment, only because of, I think that you know, I guess the length of time of the shows. Like when I first got into podcasts, and I thought there was like a you know, a certain format that I had to adhere to. You know, I listened to a couple podcasts. Most of them had like the same type of style, and I felt like I should have did the same thing. So, you know, trying to fill that time and like, you know, I got to fill an hour worth of, I got to give these people an hour worth of shit to listen to. So, like, just having that, just making that adjustment, figuring out that I didn't necessarily have to do that. I felt like that was an adjustment for me. That's right. Why I asked. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I just like to look up topics, pick a few, and if I want to, you know, and I elaborate on all of them, but if they're like key points that I just don't want to forget, I write those down. So I may have like a few little notes, like a topic, like Drake singing. He likes to sing a lot. That was a terrible example, but it's one of those, you know, elementary, generic, this is the example. So that's what I like to do. And it helps a lot because, you know, I have the gift of gab, I like to think, because... Mm-hmm. You know, I don't stop and my voice sounds good. So, you know.
Yeah, it does. I'm listening.
Oh, thank you. I totally thought you were going to like talk some shit. I appreciate it.
No, I listen to your show. As a matter of fact, speaking of your show, I was just listening not too long ago. And I you know, you said something about you like Drake. And you get a little pissed about folks giving them shit about and being somewhat soft. His perception is being soft. So, yeah, tell us about that. Why do you get so
you know what's funny is because I pictured myself being perceived as the, what is his name, Chris Crocker for Drake. Like, leave Drake alone under a damn bed sheet. Like, no, I'm not going that hard. I just, this is exactly what I said verbatim. No, that's a lie. I don't remember it word for word. But basically what I said is, I don't like the fact that Drake is joked for him having emotions and acknowledging them like all humans do. You know, if he has an attraction towards a woman and decides to declare it in a respectful manner, you know, more as a gentleman as opposed to damn her ass, fat, I'm gonna fuck her in a pussy. You know, no, that's totally disrespectful and it's very common these days. Drake does not do that in most of his songs. He does talk some crap in a few, but I can't recall anywhere it's like derogatory and makes me go, oh, that was pretty vulgar. So that was a turnoff, and it pissed me off to see so many people like joke him on that. I said, if he does something stupid, by all means, talk. You know, if he does something that deserves to be joked, I get it. But just being a decent human being, you know, why would you joke him for that? He's actually a very talented person. He's an actor. He's very hilarious. On that Jimmy Kimmel thing, I discussed that in my episode 7 podcast, which I just posted today on my website. But what else did I say? I'm trying to pull it all back. But, oh yeah, I was like, that whole Drake's the type of nigga thing. You know, they say, Drake's the type of nigga to, you know, if you say Bloody Mary in the mirror 3 times, he'll come up behind you and crash. I swear. I ain't gonna lie, I laughed at that one. But it pissed me off at the same time. I was like, hold on though. Why, after the laughing, I said, why does he have to be so, like, why do they try to portray him as a bitch? And then on top of that, that's the thing. They say he's a bitch, and then they do things where, you know, socially it's defined as a bitch, and that offends me in itself because that's representing women, because, you know, we are labeled bitches. And it's like, well, damn. So basically he's being joked for being similar to women as opposed, you know, basically saying that we're weak and all that shit. And that's offensive in itself. So there are so many things that are just disrespectful about, you know, our society's perception of women and them joking Drake on bullshit, really. He's like, oh, he's soft because he's respectful. That's not a good one. Maybe if you did some dumb shit, I get that, but no.
Okay, well...
Sorry, I got fired up for a second.
That's all right.
I did. No,
because, like, with Drake, I think Drake, he's a really talented MC. I, like, that So Far Gone mixtape was the shit. But I think with him, sometimes I think folks have an opinion that maybe he's not always being authentic or genuine to himself.
You what know, do you mean?
Well, like when you know, say for instance, when Drake will act as if he's a bit gangster.
Folks, do people not realize we all have more than one side to us?
Well, we do, but they don't believe it coming from him. That's right, the point. Right. It's just they don't
can't
believe
win
it.
For losing. That man yeah. can't win for
like they just don't believe. Like, come on, dog, really?
Yeah. You're soft, and if you try to act hard, we ain't gonna believe you.
Yeah, so, it's like we're not. I'm not buying that from you. So, I'm just not buying it. So I mean, I think he gets it on that end of the spectrum, and then of course you got guys who just believe he's like violating man laws. So,
like, oh man, I don't hear nothing about a man law. Don't even explain. Fuck all y'all little laws.
I'm just saying those are some of the criticisms that Drake gets. But I thought that was funny that, you know, he's like, oh my god, fuck y'all talking shit about Drake. That was funny.
But what I did say is, you don't see, that's a Drake's the type of nigga to go see a dying girl with cancer. She had terminal cancer. He just, you know, just went out. It wasn't no Make-A-Wish Foundation. He just went on his own after, like, her friends contacted him on some social networking site. And he went out and saw her. Like, how many people do that? How many rappers do that? Rick Ross ain't the type of nigga. You know what I mean? Like, these niggas out here that's dissing Drake for being soft, like, they probably wouldn't give a shit about their favorite rapper going out to see a young child that's dying. And if they would, then what does that say about your favorite rapper? The fact that he doesn't do that sort of thing, or that he, you know, I can go on and on, but I'm like, come on, that was a very loving thing to do. So
it was. And you know, I think, well, you know, Rick Ross gets it because nobody believes he's real either. So there's an.
I never got into Rick Ross. I never did. I tried, but I was like, what is this? And then I found out all, you know, his past, the fact that he basically stole someone's identity.
Yeah. Like, oh.
And he's still getting away with it. I ain't mad at him for that, though.
And he was a cop, and he's made millions off of it. His story is crazy. But there's a couple things, man. There's a couple things in the news that I kind of wanted to talk about.
Right.
And, I sent you the story about Brooke Kimbrough, who was trying to get into the University of Michigan. I don't know. What do you think about that? What do you think? Because, like I said, I've spoken about this on the show before. I kind of think the group that she was with is she's unfortunately being, you know, put out in the forefront by this group, and I think this group is really.
I read a lot, but I did not know that she, I thought it was her alone. And then, you know, people rallied with her like, yeah, I wasn't accepted either into this college. So I'm with you on that. And it's apparently because we're black. That's what I thought that was.
Well, there's a group called By Any Means Necessary here in Michigan. And they've been protesting the University of Michigan and their admission practices for a while.
I get it now. Yeah.
And so, you know, just recently though, like right after the Supreme Court decision about upholding the affirmative action being not admissible in college admissions requirements here in Michigan,
right?
That same group, put it out that they didn't want anybody to have to take either the SAT or ACT in order to. Gain admission into the University of Michigan.
By Any Means Necessary said that?
Yeah, By Any Means Necessary. They said
I don't even like the SAT or the ACT, and I think that's ridiculous. Like, you should have some requirements, so.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of crazy. I thought that was real crazy that they went on ahead and said, well, we don't believe that you should have to take any type of standardized test in order to get in. It's like, well, how the hell are you supposed to figure out
they're
who qualified and who isn't?
Right.
But what did you think about that? You know, about, you know, her protesting the fact that she didn't get into the school.
Well, I think that's stupid. You know, let me tell you why. If they set up requirements, you know, there's a list. These are the things you need to do to get into this school. Her GPA was lower than it should have been. Her ACT was low. Basically, everything she did as far as grades and scores was low, lower than it was supposed to. She did extracurricular activities, but apparently it wasn't enough to impress the school, especially when your GPA is low and your ACT is like, okay, so how smart are you? And how much do you apply yourself? And how difficult will these courses be for you if you can't handle high school's curriculum and you're getting this, like you may fall behind. They may have done her a favor, and the fact that she's fighting, like, if I got rejected, I'm not going to, you know, complain about it if it wasn't racial or anything. You know, it's like, okay, I didn't make it into that one. I'm glad I applied to like 12 other schools. That's what most people do. I think what she did is a bit much. Girl, just move on.
Yeah. And that's pretty much the take that I had on it. Like, she didn't have the grades nor the test scores in order to get into the school. And they had the standards. I mean, and the standards have been there for quite a while. It's not as if these are new standards at all. These standards have been there for quite some time. But like that group, I think, again, like she's falling, like they're putting this girl out in the forefront of this protest, but really there's a group behind it. And unfortunately, she's become the face of entitlement for a lot of folks, you know, and that's what I took away from it. It's unfortunate for her, because she's going to have to live with this the rest of her life. Everybody's going to know her from being on
the group. What about the group? Like, you know, is their faces being shown? Like,
well, they had a couple lawyers. There was a couple lawyers that came out right after that Supreme Court decision came down about upholding the restriction of affirmative action in college admissions here. And that's when it came out with the whole thing. Well, we don't believe you should have to take the SAT, and we don't believe you should have to take the SAT. It's like, well, what the hell are you
going to do? What are they supposed to do to get into the school?
I don't know. They haven't come up with any type of
before they tell established university what they should be doing to, you know, admit students, they need to at least come up with a plan. Like, you know, if I'm going to tell you to change your whole way of being, you know, your whole way of working, I should at least have, you know, a backup. So this is what you should do instead. That doesn't sound very smart. I mean, how smart are they? I'm not even involved in this, and it seems like, you know, you got to have something to say to them.
How radical are they? I mean, that's another thing too.
I think they want something to bitch about. Like, there are a lot of serious issues.
Yeah. Like, and again, like I said, I think the young girl, Brooke Kimbrough, unfortunately, is just going to bear the brunt of everybody's criticism because she's out in the forefront of it. And I think that was really responsible of that group too.
That's sad. That's actually sad. Because she don't know about it. She's young. I know nothing at that age, and I thought I did, boy. So I'm sure she's just like me. Boy, you think you know everything. So,
I remember when I was younger, my uncle told me, like, teenagers are dumb and they think they know everything. That was what my uncle told me when I was 17.
Like, I was told that all the time by my mama and daddy.
Like, you think you got this world figured out? Boy, you dumb as hell. You don't know shit yet.
Mm-hmm. But that's hard to really understand. How do I not? I know so many things. I know the internet. I know boys. But I really... I know clothes. I know dance moves. I know the latest music. I know how to have sex. I don't know. What do people do? What are teenagers doing these days?
A little bit of everything.
That's the first time I've ever done it.
I've never done it. Was it the nay-nay?
Yeah. I was about to say eat. See, I'm on Vine too much. Just look. I refuse to learn these new dances. I refuse. I'll laugh at them and watch them, but twerking ain't new, and I don't do that a lot.
Oh no, it's not new. Shout out to Luke Skywalker. I knew it was something else I wanted to ask you. I wanted to ask you about your reactions to that Mimi Nico sex tape. And I know a lot of people have been giving Mimi shit. I've even given Mimi shit about the sex tape. Well, what is your reaction to how people reacted to that?
It was balanced, good and bad. You know, her talking bad about Jocelyn all the time. Now, keep in mind, I've never watched that show, but they are in the blogs and everywhere else so much that you can't help but know about them. So from that, I know about Stevie and Jocelyn and all them. She calls that's what they call him. <I'm> sorry. So apparently she dogs Jocelyn. Jocelyn, is that her name?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Jocelyn all the time for, I guess she was a stripper, and I saw a naked photo of her, so she did something, and she got dissed for it, slut, bitch, whore. That's pretty hypocritical, because hun, I just saw you getting fucked, and you were trying to hold on to the shower curtain, which wasn't that interesting to me, but apparently everyone is, you know, in a rave about that. Like, bitch, it's not that big of a deal. Shower curtains aren't strong. You're going to bust your ass. But, you know, go try that if you want to. not that big of a deal. She was having sex. She looked good for her age. She has a child, I assume. That is a bad part because, you know, daughter or son, that child has, you know, classmates, they have peers, there's a lot of peer pressure. They're trying to work through that and mature, and they're going through puberty and all that other craziness. And they also have to deal with people coming at them, "I saw your mama."
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. Yeah. Who? No child wants that. No child wants that. Oh, and I mean, gosh, she made a conscious decision to do that. And when I was watching it, well, I didn't watch it. I saw like a little preview because everyone was going crazy about it. And they were like, "It's a sex tape." And I was like, "Hell no, that ain't no damn sex tape. There are too many angles in this." Mm. Yeah. I mean, if you watch a porn, you know. Good boy. If you watch a homemade, it's the camera sitting right here. It ain't moving. And if it does, you see someone pick it up. Come on, all over. Who's holding the camera while y'all over there? So I think it was, I don't know who Nico is, but he did some moves that I love, and I'll say that. And I'll say that Mimi, she just laid there like she's supposed to, because apparently he was working it out because he was doing the moves that I love. I was not impressed. I was not impressed, but I don't think it was a big deal if she did not have children. And not badmouth Jocelyn for, you know, she did more than Jocelyn, I assume. On video.
Yeah, there is a video of Jocelyn pleasuring herself.
Am I?
I've seen it.
Have you? What'd you think?
I'm not into that. I'm not into like,
me neither.
I'm not into that, like the self pleasure, like that's boring. Like, I just find it boring. I can't get into it.
It's lame.
Yeah, she does a little bit of dancing. She kind of touches herself, and that was it. But I think most of the criticism that Mimi got was because of the fact it came across hypocritical for me. Pretty much, it's like it was real hypocritical for you to go out here and do this, and then come out and say, "Well, nobody's paying my bills." Yada yada yada. It's like, well,
that's true, but you were bad mouthing someone not too long ago.
Well, not only that, they kind of are paying their bills in a way when you think about who's watching this show.
Oh yeah, the reality show. You know, is she getting paid a lot?
I don't know how much she gets paid off of the reality show, but eyeballs on the television when that show comes on, advertising dollars come through to come get to those eyeballs. Your bills are being paid by these same people you saying ain't paying your bills. So,
a lot of people don't know that stuff, though, so they could...
I just thought it was a pretty weak comment for her to make, you know, like... Or just
she may not be very intelligent. I don't know her.
Yeah, you just kind of... I don't know. Like, somebody 40 years old, I would hope... I can only hope that you would have that thought process going on. So, yeah.
He's 41, right?
She's older than me. She's old enough to know better. Put it down.
Yeah. She's old enough to weigh the pros and cons and decide whether or not this would be a mistake or would haunt her or her child in the future. And it will. Yeah. Everybody's trying to do the Kim Kardashian and the Paris Hilton, and it's not going to happen.
Now, what do you think about folks that say that the only reason that she's getting the type of backlash that she's getting is because she's black? Because I've heard that too, that, you know, the Kim Kardashian model doesn't necessarily work for black women. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what was it? Was it Lawrence Fishburne's daughter?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Mm. I mean, okay, let's dismiss that little spot on her booty. But basically,
little spot? The mini spot.
I never saw it. I just saw a zoomed in photo. I can't think of any other. Oh, but no, that was the girl from Family Matters, and what was her name?
I don't know her name, but I saw her. I saw a few scenes. Yeah, it was way before Kim Kardashian.
She said she regretted that so much, but I feel sorry for the girl. Anyways, and then she went to celebrity rehab for weed. Yeah. Girl, bye. Weed. I ain't trying to hear that. But I haven't seen any black women rise to fame as opposed to any other race, because that definitely happens. So that's pretty interesting to me, but can't say I'm surprised. It's just like that whole that NBA owner. I mean, that's the mentality. It's like, you know, we can have sex with a black woman, but we may not, you know, want to put her on a pedestal like we would a white or an Armenian or whatever. And I don't blame the women for any of that. I blame the reception, the audience, you know, because they are the ones that control it, and the powers that be, they're the ones in control of it. So, you know, Paris Hilton, I didn't even watch that. I was like, oh, who would want to see that?
It just, yeah.
She's not sexy to me.
And she's not smart at all either. Just,
eh. No. She looks the same. She looks so basic now. I was like, damn, bitch, you still doing the same pose? But, you know, like, damn. It's boring. I was like, girl, I don't know. With age, you know, hope, you know, it's best to mature more, but it ain't happening with that one. And I do think race plays a part. Mm-hmm. And because, yeah, I was about to say, and notoriety, but that's not even true, because Kim Kardashian wasn't even, nobody was checking for her until after that. And the interracial thing, I think that kind of helps. Interracial, people like that apparently. Ray J was doing his thing.
Speaking of interracial, though, you know, segue to the next part. Los Angeles Clippers owner, Donald Sterling. And his interracial relationship with his girlfriend coming back and, you know, turning people on to his racism. You know, everybody's talking about this right now. What do you think, you know, should have happened? Like, as far as like boycotts, I hear a lot of people talking about boycotts and everything else. What is on your mind? Like, what do you think should have happened as far as this situation is concerned?
Well, he's an owner. I don't know too much about the NBA. I assume since he owns it, he can't necessarily get kicked out. However, I read that the NBA is investigating that very thing about, you know, the racist remarks. So I'm like, well, if they even feel the need to investigate, I guess they have more power over him. So I just wish the guy would get kicked off. Like, you know, just take whatever money you got and go. Because who has time for that? It was disrespectful. It was nasty. And I saw his girlfriend. She's stupid. She's stupid. But she has a goal, because he's disgusting. Look, that man is old and ugly. Like, so, I mean, come on, she's with him for the money. Girl, you do not want him for his personality. The man said on the tape, you know, you can fuck as many black people as you want. Just don't take photos with them, or basically don't associate with them publicly, which is just offensive in itself. And I was like, wait, so you're okay with her having sex with other people? Yeah, y'all not serious. He knows what it is. He'll allow that. And she's stupid, but she obviously cares more about the money than, you know. And that's what I was saying, because I kept seeing on Facebook, you know, on the news feed, the Clippers game is tonight, they're going to play despite all that stuff. And I was like, hell yeah, they're going to play. I called it when I first heard it. They still going to play. They want their money.
Yeah.
They want their money. Yeah. You don't mess with my paycheck. I don't like you, but you may not like your boss, but you do like your paycheck. And I guess I could see that.
Well, that was another thing too. That was one of the things that I was thinking. You know, it's so easy for folks to get on social media, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, or whatever, and tell you what the next person should be doing. As far as like a situation like that, when, and it's funny because folks deal with shit that they don't necessarily like at work all the time, every day, and they getting paid a whole hell of a lot less, and ain't none of them boycotted the job because of it. So I was just sitting there like, and not only that, it's also funny for folks to boycott some shit they've never actually supported in the first place.
Right.
You know, like, how many Clippers games has the country been to? How many
people in Alabama talking about they're gonna boycott the Clippers? Because
it's easy to say that's what you're gonna do when you don't have anything invested in it. So I just thought it was real interesting to hear, you know, so many people talking about what the players should do. You know, I don't think the players themselves, it's not a whole hell of a lot they could do outside of maybe say something that they didn't agree with what the man said. They disavow whatever the fuck it is that he said. But right. As far as like them actually being able to affect any change because of it. No, I don't think the players are the ones you should be looking at. You should be looking at the other owners in the NBA who actually have the power to, say, for instance, go to a board of governors meeting and say, hey, look here, he's fucking up our money. We need to get them the hell out of here. And they have the power to actually do that. Was that gunshots going on?
Oh, my God, the club is down the street. Okay. Well,
what city do you live in again?
Cincinnati, Ohio. But
it's going down in Cincinnati.
It's a black club. Oh, okay. I mean, it's not, the club isn't even that close, but apparently they were.
Damn.
Damn, that makes me look really bad. It's like, oh my gosh.
No, it doesn't at all. Look, I come from Detroit, goddammit. Like, we have shit like that happen all the time. I'm just surprised it happened just now.
Yeah, totally. Like, disrespectful. They could have waited. I immediately thought of, what's his name? I was about to say Kim Yates. Kobe. Mm. And that whole Trayvon, right? I was like, you know what? He'll sit there and be like, I don't give a fuck. It ain't about race, you know? I just feel like he would make up some dumbass explanations. Like, hopefully he doesn't say anything about this because he doesn't come off very bright.
Who, Kobe?
Yeah.
I think Kobe is actually pretty smart about a lot of things he says, but
folks, he wanna mess up his money.
Folks misconstrue a lot of things too. You know, like, we live in a time now where, you know, especially when it comes to Twitter, you think about what happened with the cancel Colbert. Hashtag that got started off of a tweet that was like totally taken out of context or whatever. You know, folks can take whatever it is that you say and misconstrue it and run with the with the misunderstanding. And now you got think pieces being written. You've got, you know, articles all over the place. People are calling you not black enough or too white, whatever. And I think what Kobe was really saying was not to be so reactive to everything.
No, I agree, but that wasn't even the question. It was like, what do you think about something that occurred like a year or and some odd change ago, and you know, all the details have been out in the media and online for a while now, and you know, it's basically settled down somewhat, you know, but what do you think about that? And then he just started talking about race. I was like, motherfucker, you didn't answer the question, you know. Yeah. I even have an opinion on it, and I damn sure didn't follow it. It disgusted me since I heard it. I was like, oh my gosh, that boy got shot for what? And then, you know, and then I wait for the trial, and I learned about it. I was just on a blog or something and read. Can't tell me that man has never looked into it at all, or at least turned on the TV at all this time. So, you know, he wasn't keeping it real. He wasn't honest. He held back. And you know what? I think he held back because he did not want to step on any toes or it backfire on him. From, you know, some different angle. You know, his boss may have felt that Trayvon deserved it. If he says that, if he says anything to the contrary, he might have to deal with him. We don't know what happens behind closed doors. People do hold grudges and whatnot, you know. They'll do what they have to. And if they have power, people tend to, you know, take advantage and overdo it when they have power over you. So that's common. And I think that's why Kobe said that. And then he eventually said, you know, Trayvon was wronged or something. I was like, man, you could have said it at the beginning. Avoided the shitstorm. That's why I don't feel that he was very intelligent, because of that.
Now, what do you think about online activism in general, though? Like, when folks, you know, tend to take on being an activist online, not necessarily being out in the front lines and signing petitions and everything else, but bringing attention to it online. What do you think about that?
I think sometimes it's an excellent thing. It's great. Sometimes it's stupid. So, yeah. Because, I mean, anyone can make a petition. All you have to have is, like, an email address and ability to type. So, the possibilities are endless. I don't know why that was so hard to get out. But sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's bad. They now have a petition. I shared on my Facebook fan page or like page where they're trying to get Kenya kicked off or fired from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
That's on change.org, really?
Yes, yes, it is, and it's getting signed, honey. I signed it. I didn't use my name. I guess you could, you know, scroll down and try to figure me out.
Yeah.
But no, I was like, I don't need to use my name nor my address or anything else. But better believe a human signed this. I just felt it was inappropriate what she did. But yeah, the petitions get attention. Sometimes great things happen. And the fundraisers and all that, it's wonderful. Like that homeless mother who was going in Arizona, which is hot as hell, left her kids in the car for a job interview. Great job interview. Bad that the kids were in the car. We all know that. Mm-hmm. And she went to prison. I mean, jail. $100,000 has been raised last time I checked for her.
Yeah.
And I hope that she's smart enough to get, you know, housing and be very budget like crazy and also go out, you know, or I guess she's got to fight legal fees now. Ugh.
Yeah.
Either way, I hope the best for her. But see, that was a good, you know, situation as far as the community getting together.
Well, hopefully the community can spawn a lawyer for her, or a lawyer can do the work pro bono.
Right. And,
you know, look out for her in that particular instance, because that was fucking crazy. That was crazy.
Right.
But we've come to an end.
All right. You know what? You didn't even. Hi, how you going? Okay, we're all like all this energy, high energy. All of a sudden, you're like, okay, we done. It's like a cool down after workout. You have to cool down.
Okay, we can cool down.
All right, let's
just.
Cool?
Is that cool?
A little bit of banter. 2 minutes.
A little bit of banter. 2 minute banter. Okay.
Yeah, we gotta lower our voices, lower our energy.
Lower the voices, lower the energy.
All right. Okay.
So, what kind of gun you think that motherfucker was shooting outside your window?
No, I'm thinking maybe a .38 or a .45.
Does that happen?
Those are the only guns I've really heard about that sound like this. I'm assuming a is a bigger one. See, I don't know much about guns.
See, I do. I don't know if that was a 30.
But what do you think that was? Because it was loud and there were 3 shots and I don't hear the police, so obviously they missed. And there's always police at the clubs. It's Sunday. Hold on. Why is the club? I don't understand.
Well, I know here in Detroit they do old school Sundays. So, you know, they find a reason to party every day of the week here in Detroit.
I'm going to be 25 May 4th, and I have not gone to the club in years.
Oh, me neither.
And I'm proud. it's stupid. If I'm going to go to a club, it's going to have to be mixed or something, because, like, black people get congregating alcohol, egos, attitudes. It's just a recipe.
Last time I was in the club, I got groped. That's when I knew shit had changed. I got groped.
By a woman?
By a woman, of course.
Okay, cool. It's like, you wouldn't have told me if it was a man.
It's like, no, man. Like, hold on. That story would have went a whole hell of a lot different. Like, hey, man, this motherfucker. No,
that's another thing I don't like clubs. I don't like to be manhandled. Don't touch me. My mama raised me this way. They can't touch you without permission. No one is allowed to touch your body without your permission. This is your body. Guys thinking they can just, that's disrespectful. No, I don't like that. It's kind of violating.
I remember a time, there was this club, because I grew up in Chicago also, and there was this club we used to go to, it's called Nitro. I don't know if Nitro is still open anymore, but I remember people were damn near just fucking on the floor. That's how bad it was. Like, there was it was nothing for, like, a girl to, like, be groped damn near to the point of rape at Club Nitro. Yeah. So, like, there's no dancing at the clubs, really.
Anymore. No.
People grinding. It's just, like, one big grind.
I think of, like, Jamaica. You know, all those videos you see of them, like, with a big girl slamming or, you know, jumping on a skinny guy on the floor and just all her body weight. And then next thing you know, they pan the camera and you see somebody fucking on the stage.
Wait, that happens?
Yeah. I was dead ass here. I've seen that. I didn't bookmark it. It wasn't that interesting. But okay. I did see it.
Okay.
No, go ahead. Laugh. I need to drink.
I'm sorry. And that's part of the thing. I've been drinking. I feel like Beyonce right now. I've been drinking.
Good for you.
I need to get some more.
I think this is a good way to wind it. Now we did good, just a little.
Yeah, we did.
A little randomness about there the gun and all that.
Yeah,
but you know the thing is, I'm not scared. It just surprised me.
Huh. Well, you know what was funny about, like, things like that happening is that, unfortunately, you start getting used to it. to where you don't even like are surprised anymore.
I heard it a lot when I was in Virginia. So
yeah, like I just moved out of Detroit. Like I live in the burbs now, but like it used to happen so often where I would like be sitting watching television and boom, 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 like oh, somebody shoot.
Even duck?
I wouldn't even duck. Wouldn't move, and that's when I knew it was time for me to go.
Yeah, you're getting really, accustomed to chaos. That's
when I really knew it was time for me to go. It's like, you know what? This is happening way too often.
Right.
I need to get the hell out of here. You know. And I love Detroit, like Detroit and Chicago. I love both of them equally, but you know, it was to a point where I couldn't do that anymore.
I mean, the hardest place I ever lived was Baltimore, in Sandtown.
Never been to Baltimore, but I watched The Wire.
I actually lived on that freaking street, Gilmore.
Swear really?
Yeah. Well, it was my biological father. He was like, I went to live with him for like, I stayed there like two months. He was like, yeah, I live in a nice area. In his mind, it's more real estate. It's a nice area that's going to develop. That was his nice. I'm thinking, I don't fit in. I'm not hard. Like, I don't appear hard. I mean, I could get that. I don't like fighting. I dress preppy for work, which I was working at the men's warehouse. I had to go all the way down there past the heroin addicts. There weren't really crackheads. Heroin was big out there. Police station, the block behind us, didn't matter. They were selling drugs on all in front of the police. Literally, the police are standing right here. The drug dealers are yelling out, green light, red thing. Like, those were code words, basically, for whatever drug. Yeah. The cops do. They go around the corner and sell it. And then they come right back and stand right in front of all these stores loitering. And what do the cops do? They beat on the homeless man sleeping on the bench. I was like, oh, this is some terrible, terrible, terrible shit. They don't even give a fuck. Apparently, you know, the cops are probably getting paid. I don't see why they would just, you know. But I was like, that's fucked up. That dude, he has nowhere to sleep. Of all people to bother, not him.
Well,
and then there was the blue light area, which wasn't too far, so that's another story.
Oh, we should tell that story again. We should do this again so you can tell that story.
Right, I enjoyed this. I did.
Yeah, we should do this again, but you should tell everybody how to get in contact with you.
Right, Twitter, FocusGal. Simple as that, twitter.com/FocusGal, youtube.com/KiannaLove21, KiannaLuvKiannaNA.com. I really do have to spell out my name because, seriously. And what else do I have? Yeah, actually, if you go to any of those, the links to everything else I do online is available as well. So feel free to check me out, and thank you for having me on.
Thank you for coming on. I really appreciate you coming on. I've been checking out Kiana 21, like Kiana Love 21, for a while. Like, I'm excited to have her on the show.
I can't tell.
I'm excited to have her on the show. Like, yeah.
No, yeah. That's actually cool. I'm flattered. Thank you.
Yeah. So you guys make sure you go check her out. Check out her YouTube channel. Check out the podcast, man. Let her know Mrs. Span sent her your way. Let her know you heard her here on the Span Report. Show her some love, man. Really, really do that favor for me. I really do appreciate you coming on, Kiana. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Oh,
yeah. Opinionated Kiana. I'm sorry.
There you go.
I was like, I forgot something.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, man. So I really do hope you guys enjoyed that conversation with Kiana Love 21, opinionated Kiana. Go check out her podcast. Go check out her YouTube channel. Go check her out on Instagram. Go check her out on Facebook. She has a fan page on Facebook. Go check her out and show her some love and let her know that you got there by way of the Span Report podcast. All right. But yeah, I'm about to get right into episode 41. But before I do, if you know, for those of you who may not be subscribed to the Spare Report podcast, let me tell you how you can get in touch with me here and let your voice be heard. You can hit me up at my email at thespanpodcast@gmail.com. That's thespanpodcast, all one word, @gmail.com. Hit me up there. I'll read those emails right here on the show, and I'll respond to you right here on the show. You can also hit me up on the Span Report hotline at area code 313-288-0485. That's area code 313-288-0485. Leave me a voicemail message. I'll play those messages right here on the show, and I will respond to those messages right here on the show. You can also leave your comments on the website. On every episode, there's a comment section or a place for you to leave comments on every episode. You can leave a comment on the episodes and let me know what you think there, and I'll read those right here on the show as well. You can also just hit me up on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram. My name on Instagram is Mr. Span. Same as it is on Twitter, is @Mr_Span. You can also hit me up on PlayStation Network. That's Mr_Span37. And on Xbox Live is Mr. Span. No underscore. Excuse me. Hoo-wee. Excuse me. But on Xbox Live, it's Mr. Span 37 on Xbox Live. And you can go to thespanreport.com. okay, go to thespanreport.com, check out all of the interviews that I've done on thespanreport.com. you can check out the videos of those interviews on thespanreport.com. you can also check out every episode of the Span Report podcast. You can check out every Span Report video on YouTube, which was formerly Span TV. But you can go ahead on thespanreport.com and get everything right there. It's your one-stop shop, and it's like it operates pretty much the same on your computer, your laptop, your tablet, your smartphone. You go to the Span Report podcast. You can check out the Span Report podcast, but everything with thespanreport.com, you can check out on any platform you have. It works pretty much the same. So thank you guys for checking out episode 40. I hope you enjoyed it. And your boy Span is about to put episode 41 right back out right after this one. So until the next episode, fam, peace.
Spending every moment in the studio, I never said it'd be fair, but when you're all alone, I hope you truly know how bad I want to be there. Come right in, set your back down, took a night off for you. Go ahead and turn the lights off, but keep your heels on, they're fitting for what I'm about to do. Oh, 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 oh. No, you hate explaining how you want it done. Just be quiet, I'll do fine without your help, girl. And you work without a second for some fun. Now you finally got a moment to yourself, girl. And I know what to do with it. 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 So long to get you all alone. Now I finally got you right here. So baby, I'ma lock my door and disconnect my phone, 'cause I wanna make one thing clear. I want you on top, so let your hair down. I took the night off for you. Girl, I'm gonna turn the lights off, but keep your heels on. The what we're about to do. Oh, come right in, set your back down. Took a night off for you. Go ahead and turn the lights off, keep your heels on, they're fitting for what I'm about to do. Oh, oh, oh. quiet, I'll do fine without your help, girl. And you work without a second for some fun. Now you finally got a moment to yourself, girl. And I know what to do with it. I know what to do with it. It's 6 o'clock in the morning at the studio.